Joining us now is Faith Deers, a junior at Pella High School, who's part of a family that grew as she grew up. The Deers family adopted 5 children from Sierra Leone and welcomed them to the family over the course of the past 10 years. Faith joins us on today's program to talk about her second trip to West Africa and the experiences she had for the first time without her family overseas. Well, Faith, exciting. You were able to go to Sierra Leone. I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and now you're back. First of all, how was this trip, and what was it like to go in a unique way without your family for the first time?
I enjoyed this trip. It was different not having my family members there, but it kind of opened my eyes a little bit more, and I noticed things I didn't notice the first time.
And what were some of those things that were different this time, or things that had changed since your last visit?
So mainly we were at an orphanage there, and so just there was a lot of new kids and then some kids that were there weren't there. And just other parts of the community we got to see that we didn't see the first time.
And so this time you went with a team. How was that different than maybe when you went with your mom and your brother?
So I went with a much smaller team. There was only 7 people, and the first time I went with about 20. So the second time, we got to do a lot more, like, eating out and going to see different places. The first time, we were more around in the orphanage and just around one specific area.
So what are the things you're doing in the orphanage, and what's the work that you're doing while you're there?
So we brought a lot of supplies, school supplies, and just different, like, hygiene products. And then we also, mainly, we were just, like, playing with the kids, you know. Yeah, we would bring some of the kids out in the community.
And you had mentioned you got to explore more this time with eating out and things like that. You know, what is that culture like? Because here in Pella, we may take that for granted, that we can go down the road to Culver's or wherever and have an experience. What's kind of that going out entertainment culture like in a country like Sierra Leone?
In Sierra Leone, like, the streets are filled with people. There's a lot of people everywhere. Not so much the restaurants. But we also did get to see one interesting place, the food market. It was very crowded, and everyone's trying to sell us their food and everything. And anytime we'd go out somewhere, everyone would be begging us to buy their products.
Why is this so important for you? I mean, and I've obviously talked to you, I've talked to one of your sisters before, but why is it so important for you to keep going back and to keep those connections and relationships?
For me, it's important because I get to see where my siblings grew up and where they're from. And also, I just love, like, seeing the different culture because it's so different from here. And it's helped me to realize that I would want to spend time there in the future. So that's important to keep getting the knowledge about a different country.
Well, and I know that you've told me that you may have a future in this kind of work, with whether it's working with special needs persons or whatever it might be, education. How do you think that sets you apart from other people to know that not only are you living with people from a world away, but you're willing to go out there and try to experience new things?
Not a lot of people have gotten to say that they've been to a third world country. So I have a lot more experience, and, like, it helps me, like, to tell other people about that and what it's like. And then also just having siblings with disabilities, my life is different. And then just having another country that they're from, it just kind of gives me a different perspective.
And did you bring any souvenirs back for your siblings, especially because that was home for them for a long time?
Yeah, I brought a lot of souvenirs, actually. I brought some, they like the powder milk from there, and that was their favorite growing up there. I brought, my sister Sarah always carries around her African backpack. It's just the fabric that they make there. And so I brought her a new one of those. I think they like getting to have pieces of their home country here in America too.
Well, now we've just started a new school year, and obviously you and your siblings are back in, and this is the first time now that you don't have both of your older brothers here. They're off to college. What do you think is going to be different about this year with you and your family, and especially now that you're getting older here in the high school and getting involved with so many different groups?
Mm-hmm. Even just last night, we were talking about how different it is, me being the oldest, and just my little siblings, like, coming to me, and mainly just me for things. and even like sports. I guess I'm the only high school sports player in my family, so then they always are coming to my games and watching me.
Anything else you'd like to add?
One story was pretty cool. My first trip, I met a little boy named Gabriel, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And I would go in his room. There's a, in the orphanage, there's one, it's called the Hope Room, and there's, it's the apartment where all the kids with disabilities are in that room. And so he was in that room, and I'd go in there and we'd read books and I'd talk to him and he'd just sit there in his bed. But it was awesome getting to see him. This second trip, he actually can stand up now. He's moving. And so that was just cool to see what miracles God is working on there.
Once again, that was Pella High School junior Faith Deers, a soccer and basketball player, who shared the story about her trip to Sierra Leone and more about her family that's grown over the past several years. The Deers family is sharing their story this week on 92.1 KBLS as part of the Knights of Columbus campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities, which is raising funds for Pella and Pella Christian Schools, Christian Opportunity Center, the Iowa Special Olympics, and the Wonderspielen Project. It continues until this Saturday at the Pella Hy-Vee, Walmart, and Fairway stores. I'm Andrew Schneider reporting for KBLS Sports.